Fizz Wade Ransky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Oklahoma teachers show what a movement looks like. Grabbing the mantle of a movement often seems like a first impulse for many protests and campaigns, but reaching for it is not the same as being a movement. At the same time, there are signs that can't be missed when a real movement is stirring. I found delightful evidence in what many might find an unusual place between the covers of a recent New Yorker and a deeply reported story by Rivka Galchin about the stirring of Oklahoma teachers and many other Oklahomans. Their cause is opposing legislative log jams and drastic cutbacks in state support of schools that have stripped $1 billion out of the budget in recent years. Wages are certainly part of that fight, since they only make a fraction of what the West Virginia teachers won recently, but it's so much more. And that's where the signs of a movement emerge. Here's some evidence. Heather Cody helped organize a protest march from Tulsa to the Capitol in Oklahoma City. Craig Hoxie, who had organized teachers in a Facebook group, and other teachers packed enough food and water for several days, knowing they would be walking long stretches through sparsely populated areas. But it soon became apparent we didn't need to carry anything, Hoxie said. We'd top a hill, and then we'd see a family there by the side of the road with the bed of their truck loaded with water bottles, bananas. This kept happening. An interfaith alliance kept feeding us dinner every evening. High schools opened gymnasiums for us to sleep in, pulling out their wrestling bats. We were walking through parts of Oklahoma that have barely even recovered from the oil bust of the 1980s, Hoxie said. They all came out for us. I didn't know how they even knew where we were. On the seventh day, Hoxie and other teachers woke up in the high school library in Jones, Oklahoma. Several hundred people were waiting outside to walk the last 19 miles with them. A high school marching band led them the last mile to the Capitol, where thousands of people greeted them. See what I mean? Where's the union? Nowhere. Weakened by these wars. This is a story of people, teachers in this case, stepping up, and people, citizens of Oklahoma, voluntarily responding. These kinds of things are the signposts of real movements. The boss backs of Oklahoma and elsewhere need to be scared, very scared. The teachers are moving, the people are with them, change is coming, guaranteed. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.